The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week. We want to thank you for joining us here in the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because you know where to get fantastic information and entertainment. Look at you.
That's right, because you multitask.
You really do. You really do.
We also want to thank you, those of you who are our Patreon subscribers. You are making our lives and certainly this important work possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the way we say thank you is by giving you three micro idiots a week, which are about to go video in the few weeks, folks. So get for that. So if you haven't gone over to Patreon, get on over there, because then you can see our lovely faces.
That's right. And it's like, it's more than double the impact, I think.
That's right.
It's an exponential return on your investment. And we know that not you can't always do that, and we understand. And if you can't, why not do a cameo?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little something you can give yourself or a friend or maybe show to somebody. Like, it can be a pick-me-up, an explanation about the world or some particular aspect of it, an idiot, whatever you need.
Whatever you need, you can have some Frangela in your pocket. Go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and get a whole bunch of loving back. Speaking of loving, sexyliberal.com. Go there, get there to get your tickets for the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour with Stephanie Miller, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and Frangela. Y'all, we're going to be in Minneapolis on April 13th. We're going to Philadelphia after that.
The 27th.
On the 27th, check on all the wonderful, wonderful places that you can come and see and check out and support this amazing liberal comedy show.
Do it now. Go to sexyliberal.com. Nowhere else. Don't get scammed.
That's right.
And, you know, we also want to make sure that every Friday, you know where you're supposed to be.
Yes, the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. It's the blackest hour, I think, in radio.
Absolutely, if not all media.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, because Reverend Al's show is Sunday, so there's no...
That's true, that's true. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Donnie J, for always keeping us deep, deep, deep in idiots. All right. Florida man claims airport bomb threat was an attempt to, quote unquote, flirt with fellow traveler.
Okay. Miami native Alan Barinsky, 70. 7 decades have passed since his mama birthed him.
First of all, I want to say, touche, Alan. If you are at 70, making it through the world like, hey, let me hit on somebody.
No.
I'm going to say good for you and your circulatory system.
Clearly, you haven't been hit on by somebody who was 70 recently. Because let me tell you, the experience does not feel flattering, and it is not what you think. Okay? Let me tell you, I've had this happen. Okay, and when you, I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to get through the airport. Okay,
I remember that.
I don't need this. Oh, look at them thighs. You look good enough to sop up with a biscuit. I don't need none of that. You got good childbirth and hips. I don't need none of this. Okay. Listen. I'm just trying to do my travel.
Alan said he told the police he was trying to be funny, okay? When he made a remark at a Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, okay? He says
two witnesses overheard him tell another passenger something like, "If the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance."
Okay. Now, this is a thing that Ansel and I have talked about, I think, regularly over the last three decades, which is when people don't know they're not funny.
Thank you. That is exactly where I wanted to begin. I wanna invite you to hear this, to hear this, everyone. This is what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fight fires, so when I see a fire, I don't jump in and ask if they need a hand. I don't do surgery. That's why you ain't never gonna wake up in an OR and see me. And you'll be grateful for that. Trust me.
Right.
I do jokey jokes. Okay. I stay in my lane.
And you do them well. And you do them well.
Thank you. As do you.
Thank you.
Alan Borisky 70, I haven't seen you. You don't do jokes. Okay.
Nope.
And let me tell you how you know that you shouldn't be saying the thing about to escape your lips. If you are, quote, trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no trying. Trying is lying. No try, do. Yoda. If you got to try, you shouldn't be doing it.
Let me tell you something about, I'm gonna give you an indicator why we are professionals and you are not. When I make a joke, somebody laughs and they pay me. When
Alan.
You make a joke, Alan, police come. You go to jail.
You go to jail. That's how bad your jokes are.
You don't nobody laugh.
No.
Ain't no ha ha.
No.
Ain't no money exchange.
No. There's mugshots and fingerprinting. That is not. That's not a good set, boo. That's not a good set.
I will tell you, you're going to need to work on your setup and your punchline. Some people, they just need help with the punchline. Some people need help with the setup.
Yeah, but those people don't get arrested. If you're starting with an arrest, I don't even know if we can get to a joke.
Okay.
You got to know your audience. You got to know your location.
There's a lot wrong here. There's a lot wrong here.
You know what? Like, you don't go to Sparta and do a set about people not being accepting of differences and weakness. You don't do, because that's not Sparta's, that's not how they roll, okay?
No.
You don't go to New York and talk about New York sucks. That's not how it works, okay?
No.
You
no.
don't go to the airport and talk about bombs. Alan, and you are 70, Alan.
Alan, 70. I'm going to tell you something, Alan. I think you need to worry less about what's in your pants and worry more about what's coming out your mouth.
Yeah. And if a lifetime hasn't taught you that, a lifetime, Alan. See, this is the kind of thing where I go, okay, I think part of his punishment should be he can't be in, what's it called? The when you get older organization, AARP?
ARP. Yeah.
They keep sending me stuff, which whoever signed me up for that, you're a jerk. okay.
No. First of all, Angela, what do you not understand? Okay. Let me explain something to you about ARP. ARP is the ninja of age. Okay. They are the Shaolin masters of seniors.
Yeah, but I'm not in that group yet.
Bitch, you in that group.
No. Okay, you know what? I don't want to get distracted with this BS, okay? Because we got other idiots to do. But I'm not about to, you know.
Oh, see, that's what your problem is. You don't know who to bell tolls for. That's what your problem is.
I know who it tolls for. It tolls for you. Okay? With your own vegetable cart ass.
You don't know. Who the bell tolls for? Listen.
What was the mood at Gettysburg? I'm just saying. You may be old, okay? I'm a vibrant young thing.
They're going to hunt your ass down till you get it.
AARP is going to hunt me. You'll be jumping out of toilets and stuff.
You don't understand for whom the bell tolls. It's you.
Okay, you know what? We're going to put that aside, okay? But let me explain something to you. You can't make bomb jokes at the border or at the airport. You just can't.
Hell no.
Frankly, I got to question the wisdom of doing bomb jokes, period, in our society at this point. Like, that's the kind of thing where there's just not a safe place to do it. The shit in Russia just happened. Come on now, people.
I know. Come on. You're stupid.
Youthfully, I would like to say...
You should be free to hair flip.
I was hair flipping. Youthfully, I'd like to say, Alan, you're supposed to be a role model.
All right. Next up, this is also from Dottie J. Naked man goes for a dip in Burger King water tank in Colombia. Let me tell you, y'all, I wasn't right from the pictures. When I tell you he had his whole ass in there, which is different. Then, you know, kind of like seeing your body in it.
Even like your feet. Like if somebody were dangling their feet in it, that would be upsetting, obviously. Yes. But your ass is, you're right. It's a whole different wrong. I mean, to me, it goes from misdemeanor to felony.
It really does. I'd sit here and go, no. We're going to go through this story, but what I'm going to need from Burger King is more than what transpired,
yeah,
what they
sure.
offer.
I think okay. This is the kind of situation you got to nuke it from orbit.
Thank you. Okay. A Colombian dude decided to have it his way when he decided to take a full body soap, stripping down to his birthday suit and plunging into a Burger King water tank on the roof. An eyewitness filmed this wild footage on camera, and you can see the naked dude emerging from a giant container atop a Burger King.
Somewhere in Colombia.
Just south of Medellin. Okay, mind you, this is broad daylight, y'all.
Oh my God.
And yes, he was completely buck naked.
He chills on the edge for a little bit like it's no big deal.
That's the part I saw with his ass in it.
Before completely lowering himself down, and then he gets out and goes down. This site, of course, freaked out the hygienic-loving customers. As they assumed he was swimming in water that this Burger King actually used in some capacity.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right the F there, Angela. Why you store the water if you don't use it no kind of way?
Well, this is where it gets... See, one of the things I don't like about this. Thankfully, it says in this article, Burger King was quick to reassure everyone there was no risk of contamination here. Because they don't use the water? Because it's just some old tank? Because there's no... They always re-clean it or something? No. Because they say these tanks are just reserves and not used in food prep or facility cleaning. Reserves for what?
For what? Because, you see, this is the thing, Angela. I don't keep reserves of things I don't use.
Thank you.
There's no reason for me. I don't reserve preserves I don't use.
There we go. You don't see me reserving, like, hot shit, do you? like hot spices, because I don't use them.
You don't use them.
So I don't need to have them.
I don't need a container for it?
No, I don't need a backup container in case my container of, you know, jalapenos is gone. I don't need a backup container because I'm not having jalapenos no kind of way.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
With that said, apparently, they said they weren't going to take any chances. They temporarily closed this location, and they said that they're going to, which I'm going to tell you something, going to, bring in a specialized company to handle the water sanitation and treatment. Okay.
But why?
How about you dump that water? Clean the tank and start anew. Because we don't know what kind of, you know, sanitation resistant microbes fell off of his body.
Out of his ass.
Out of his vestibule.
Thank you, Angela. First of all, if we didn't use this, we wouldn't have needed to close the restaurant. Secondly, if we didn't use this, we wouldn't need to call a specialist in. If we didn't use this, you see what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have to keep reassuring us that you were gonna clean it. Yeah.
for me, it's a lie.
Because you know what you don't have to do? You don't have to tell me, you don't have to reassure me that you're going to clean the roof ever.
No.
Unless I see somebody's naked ass in the water that you're going to use.
Yes.
I'm oh not, my God. Look, I don't want to have water that my naked butt's been in.
Oh my God. They said Burger King has taken extra measures to prevent this sort of thing from happening again, sealing off roof access to make sure the skinny dipper doesn't stage a repeat performance. No, 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 no.
I believe that this reporter has been bought off by Burger King. That's first, I would like to lay that accusation down. I for real think that this is a case of journalistic lack of integrity in some kind of way.
Burger King said our clientele can rest assured that this was an isolated event.
No, they cannot.
No, you can't.
This is the time that was a camera that caught it. What concerns me is all the times it happened before today and how many people had their lips around a dirty butt juice whopper. That is not okay for my brothers and sisters in Colombia. That is not okay. Let me tell you something. This location is dead. It is done. It needs to be closed. Bomb from orbit so we can be sure.
Grill it. Grill it. It's done. Set it aflame. Okay?
My way is done.
I need you to Burger King this location.
Thank you.
Okay? We'll be right back after these messages. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Mm. Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just Woo! Visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is Armoire. .style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never, ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, it, you know, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
You know, feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Welcome back. Next up, this is also from Donnie J. Florida man shot his roommate 10 times over argument over cat.
Okay, now, first of all,
I know.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I know it's wrong. I'm trying to be better me. Okay.
Now, first of all, first up, I want to say from a sensitivity level that oftentimes you don't get a lot of males who love cats deeply.
I didn't know that's where you were going with that sentence. I thought you were going to talk about our lack of sensitivity and laughing.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I just want to preface that kind of animal love.
Well, I think that the stereotype of the single woman with a bunch of cats is sexist and messed up and not
Thank
true.
Thank you.
Because any man I've known, any person I know with pet, they generally, in my experience, care about their pets a lot.
Yes. And so...
if you know they got a pet, they care about it.
For me, the trope, this is what I love about this story and why this story made it in, is that it goes against the trope.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, a man fired a barrage of gunfire towards his roommate during an argument over cats, police said. According to the affidavit, 59-year-old Glenn White shot his female roommate 10 times. I want you to get this right. The violence went from Glenn to his roommate. 7 of the shots were in her lower extremities, 2 in her ribs, and 1 in her finger. And that's really, really serious, okay?
No, and it's completely messed up. And it did put this on the edge of not going in.
That's right. Okay.
However.
Police said that they responded to the South Florida home after reports of gunfire. According to the affidavit, when they arrived, they found the victim had been shot several times. Glenn White, 59, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, which I agree with, right?
Well, of course. What happened.
All right. Police said that when the victim was awake and coherent in the hospital, she told authorities that the shooting stemmed from an argument the two were having in the days leading up to the incident. The woman had noted that White had recently been evicted from his home, okay? Mm-hmm. And she allowed him to stay at her house. Now, White has been evicted already.
Okay, let me just... I am not blaming her.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say red flag on the he's been evicted. Maybe that means you shouldn't put him in your house. I'm just gonna throw that out there as a cautionary flag to folks. If you think right now you on the some a friend of yours, somebody you know is texting you about how they're getting evicted, you can respond, "Oh my God, that's horrible." You can do that.
You can do that. You can say, "That's challenging."
that's my go-to. Whenever this is a good thing. This is one of my hints of life. Whenever somebody starts saying stuff that's hard or you don't understand or you know they're looking for something that you can't give, just so that sounds challenging. Keep saying yes. That. Sounds like you're meeting that challenge. Sounds like that challenge is challenging to your challenge times. Like whatever, just say challenge.
Challenge.
So I'm just throwing it out there. So accordingly, going on, the victim said that she would like, she let him move in and he had three cats. I'm wondering if this has anything to do with the eviction.
Yes, I think so. I know so.
Because somehow when he got to her house, that three cats became six.
Exactly.
Which I wonder if that a similar multiplication problem had happened in the other home.
Exactly. And I know somebody, see, here's the problem. More, and I'm going to say this, and you can write to me, at me.
Address it to Francis.
More than four cats is cat hoarding.
I think so. I think four is on the edge for me.
More than four cats for me, that's my opinion.
Well, legally, I believe you can only have five pets.
You can only have five legally. Pets in a house.
Right.
But I think that if you have more than four cats, you might consider yourself a pet hoarder.
This is the thing. And that's if you have a place for everyone to be.
And also, you don't have, which, and I have known pet hoarders, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody with that problem over their entire life. The problem is that if you're not keeping that place, that situation pristine, mm-hmm. there's not food all over the place. There's not fur smell. All over the place. A smell. All of those things. More than four pets, that's a lot.
Well, and I, you know, this is the thing. And I think a lot of this confusion around it being hoarding or not stems from people thinking they're rescuing a pet. Let me explain what a pet doesn't need from you. They don't need to be homeless with you.
That's right.
That's not rescuing the pet.
No.
Inferior care, where there are animals that are, they're just coming and going. You don't know where they are. They're not getting vet care. They're not, you don't know if they're eating. You don't know. Like, that's not, you're not helping this animal.
No.
So I think that there's sort of a delusion going on. But in any case, when somebody offers you a place to hang your hat, okay, you run into some difficulties. I'm not even going to blame him yet for that. We don't know what happened. Maybe as an evil landlord who decided that he was going to sell the property right under him and say, get out. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But what I know is when somebody at the kindness of their heart offers to give your evicted butt and your three cats a place to live, you don't bring three more. And what it tells me is that you were lying about the three.
Right, yeah, it's a three cat lie. And that's a lot of lies.
And that, if you're lying about it, it's too many. That's how you know. You know, when you lie about things, that should reveal to your dumbass that it's actually, that you know it's a problem because you're lying about it.
Woo! Ain't that the truth? Okay. So according to the affidavit, the victim said that she would like White's six cats to live outside the house. Now, I'm going to say, you know, I grew up very differently, and I have a complete house cat. This cat been in the house for 17 years.
Oh, you don't have a house cat. You have a penthouse cat. You have a cat. You wish it was a simple house. That uppity, bougie, royalty thinking he is cat.
He has not been outside. We don't let our cats outside.
He hasn't been off of a soft surface. He is the most ridiculously pampered, needy, really spoiled, entitled ass cat I have ever met. And he cusses them out constantly.
Daily.
He's never
daily.
Grateful. Never, never grateful.
Never, never, ever, ever.
He's stolen like 4 heating pads. He's just ridiculous.
He really is.
So she said she asked him, she wanted to put these cats in a screened in area. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a fan of having animals that can come and go as they please, because I think it's dangerous.
Me too.
Especially in city environments, but it's certainly in more remote environments, other animals and wildlife, they can become prey very easily. And if not hit by cars. So this is something I kind of feel strongly about, but you can't have not told her what she was letting in.
Right.
Okay. You couldn't have told her. You maybe needed to foster some of those cats. At least 3, because it sounds like she agreed to 3, but once she brought 6, she was like, okay, they got to go outside.
That's a whole handle.
And I feel like, thank you. I feel like that's not unreasonable of her. I do question the safety of this screened in location, for the animals, but I understand that she wasn't saying you couldn't be there.
No.
She was saying that she didn't agree to what she didn't agree to. And apparently Glenn doesn't know how to, use his words.
Or negotiate
at all. So he went straight for shoot you 10 times.
Right.
He stopped. She had to beg him to stop shooting her.
So she said that. She said, how about we have your cats live outside? Moments later, Glenn started shooting and shouting, I'm going to kill you, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
See how quickly we move from gratitude to murder?
Which makes me question why he got evicted in the first place.
And also, you brought a gun to my house?
Yeah.
Did she know he brought a gun? Like, I mean...
Well, clearly, because she didn't know he had 3 other cats, so I don't think that they had the gun discussion.
I'm going to tell you something what this story just did. It just ruined people trying to stay with me.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to be like, I'm going to need to check your luggage. I'm going to need to check your... Because you can't come up in here with no gun. And 6 cats?
Well, let me tell you something. That used to be a question my parents would have to ask people who come and stay with us. Be like, we got kids here, even though we had guns.
I was going to say they had guns.
I know.
They had them. She had them like in her apron.
Yeah, totally. Well, I never understood that. But my mother would say she would ask people, be like, we got kids here, so you can't bring your gun.
Oh, my God. It's just a thing. You grew up because you're so old. She grew up in the Old West.
I did grow up in the Old West.
Times were different, though.
You had to put your piece, you know, when you come into town, you had to put your piece.
You're supposed to leave it with the sheriff.
With the sheriff at the saloon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a problem. This is a problem.
This is, okay, we put this last. Trigger warning, this is a moment for a trigger.
Oh my God.
Trigger warning.
Trigger.
If you do not like nastiness.
Trigger. Turn it off.
That involves the vestibule. You cannot hear
turn
this
it
next
off.
One.
Turn it off. Trigger. Okay. Trigger. We triggered.
Trigger. If you need to pull over, pull over. We cannot stress this enough. We have been told recently that we need to provide trigger warnings. And this is our first one. And it is absolutely necessary.
Trigger. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, I can't. Okay. I'm going to read the headline. Don't be mad at me. My husband always defecates in bed during orgasm.
Oh, Lord. Make it stop. Make it stop. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, no.
Let me explain to you how unsatisfying his sex with me would be for the rest of our marriage. How I would make as sure as I can that he never orgasmed. I will pull out, push him off, whatever. It is not, you cannot come to completion in my boudoir if this is how you celebrate. No, you will.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Oh, God. Do we? We have to, I know, because there are things to be said. I'm going to tell you something. There's always a debate. Should this go in or not? But there are things that need to be said.
Yes. In a candid and deeply distressing conversation,
a woman
has opened up about her agonizing ordeal involving her husband's perplexing sexual habit.
I would like to object to the use of the word perplexing.
And or habit.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank
because I'm going to tell you something. If you do this enough to be a habit, you wrong. Okay?
This needed to be an accident that happened once and that completely shamed and scared you to the point where it took a long time before you were willing to pull out your wonky and get winky with me because you were scared it might happen again. I need this to be a shameful, scarring, traumatic moment.
Okay. This habit she describes as disgusting and mentally debilitating. Okay. But here's my thing. I'm going to have to check your sphincter. Okay.
For what? Instructions?
We're going to plug it up. Okay?
This is my problem. They've been married for 11 months.
Too long!
And here's my problem. They have two kids. They dated for a while before they got married. And she said he did it then too. See, this is where I go, okay, boo, the first time this happened.
Yep.
The first time. I give you a support group. I'll come over, hold your hand. I'm not going to help you clean because that's just, I can't. But
we're not
this
for that.
Is, but, we're not for but, that. But you stayed and you married him. And I
that's
don't
right.
understand that. She said that he's a responsible, good, and loving husband. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if he's Mr. Rogers on Brad Pitt's body. Let me explain to you how our love would never be consummated.
Not never.
Never
not
again.
Never. Because not never. Because here's the deal. You know what? You and your penis have to find another home.
I think it's called a toilet.
Okay.
A bidet.
This is not the place for you.
No, it's not. The bed is not the place for you.
No. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happens to you.
Some sort of facility. I don't know what kind. But some sort of facility has to take him in. Because
but
this is
no.
not okay. This
no.
is not okay. And this is the thing I want to say is because I thought about this, Francis. And I know we like to think of ourselves as sex positive, but not if this is the sex. If this is the sex, I am sex negative. This is not how you, and I'm going to tell you something. I am down with kinks that are not illegal and that are between consenting adults. This is not okay. Nobody can consent to this. This should just be wrong.
Also, this is not a kink. This is the problem. He has to marry somebody who has this kink. Then he's found his right person.
And I mean, whoever that is, I don't care if it's a man, woman, elephant, whoever you can find that is like, this is what I live for.
I'm into this.
That's who you have to be with, period. And I will legislate that shit. I do not want you out in the dating population, conning poor innocent people into loving you.
No. You can't do that.
When you know you bring in this kind of crazy.
You can't. I'm going to tell you something. You can't come roll up in here and be like, you know what? So, I work for AT&T.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Yeah. That's a good job. You got a good
thank
job?
You.
Yeah,
thank
wow,
you. Thank you so much. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, you seem very neat and tidy. And
oh, thank
like
you.
All
thank
of
you.
That.
Thank you. I like to do paint by numbers.
Oh my God, how a nice hobby.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I shit the bed when I come.
Fuck you. Fuck you and whatever people raise you, I'm out. I cannot even believe you wasted my time. You are not human.
Dude.
I'm sorry. Call me what you want. But you won't call me. You won't call me shit bedmate. That you won't call me.
Also, why is it her problem?
Well, this is what I don't. I feel bad. This woman's crying and really upset. She's like, it makes me want to vomit. I don't know what to do. Leave his dirty ass. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay. Okay. Because he's clearly, I'm telling you, if you can't duct tape that shit, and I don't want to know you.
No.
Okay?
No. This is non-negotiable.
You better find some of that Gorilla Tape, whatever the fuck they use, okay?
One of them products on TikTok that stops leaking.
That's what I'm telling you.
Some kind of mustard or paste or something.
Something. Put some herbs on it, something. But you're going to stop doing this shit.
I don't care. That's between you and your vestibule. However you work it out. But nothing, we're not playing peekaboo with that.
No, not at all. Okay, let's review.
We have the man who thought talking about bombs was a good way to flirt at the airport.
Yep. Then we had the naked man go for a dip in the Burger King water tank.
Then we have the man who shot his roommate 10 times over his lie about his kids. Don't laugh. I was trying to be better about it. I was trying to be a better person. Okay. And then we have the asshole who defecates. Okay.
When it comes. Who's the bigger idiot? I'm gonna go the woman who married the man who poops when it comes, because
yeah, I can't go anywhere else. I can't, because he did it. It's one thing if this gets revealed post-marriage, but that's, you knew, right, this before you got into a legal situation with him.
Yep. I don't want to hear you complain. I can't hear no complaints.
This is what you married,
right? And now 11 months.
I'm gonna quote from Gone Girl, I'm the bitch you married, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You know what, Francis? There was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country when they called it making love, not making boo-boo. Do you know what I'm saying? Making number two. It's called making love.
Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if you wanted to flirt with somebody, mm-hmm, you told them they had, you know, cute smile, mm-hmm, or...
Ooh, have I seen you here before? You know, it didn't have to be good.
No, it didn't.
It didn't have to be good.
What you didn't lead with was bombs, okay?
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy. I'm Frances Callier.
Domestic terrorism is not sexy. I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.